This is Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. I'm Kate Raphael. If you want another option for New Year's Eve, you might want to check out Phenomenon 2013. Roque Noir, also known as Krishna Kali, of Siren Theater Project, debuted the Phenomenon New Year's Eve in 2010 with Blue Moon Phenomenon. It was named Coolest Spiritual New Year's Eve for Women by the San Francisco Examiner. Roque, tell us about Phenomenon 2013.
We are a group of about 20 women, all Bay Area artists and healers, and we conjured up this for the second time. And our aim is to give an alternative space to women where they can reflect about 2012 and where they are in their lives right now, and then realign themselves, calling themselves home, and then rejuvenate and for the new beginning. So how we look at the event is, you know, I personally got a little bit tired of just having only options to go out drinking and dancing or just to meditate. So I wanted to do something which is in alignment to what I say, you know, being grateful for the past and what we have, being able to grow from the challenges, and then celebrate with intentions moving forward. So this event is about, you know, we will come in as a community, collective of women. We have space for about 250 women. We come together in this big, gorgeous hall. We have like silk and ribbons and balloons and lanterns and lamps surrounding the hall. And we have dinner, and we have like catered four-course dinner with all the options, like, you know, how we are. We want dairy-free, gluten-free, and also veg and non-veg. And it's catered and sit down in family style. And while we sit down chatting, we reflect about the last year, the good things that happened, the losses we had, you know, people that we want to say thank you to, and things that were important in the last year. So after dinner, we have a show with Bay Area artists. We have Suzanne Simone, who is a wonderful blues musician with saxophone and drums. And we have Karen Suhu, who is bringing in her drums and her music with her guitar. And we have Red Hot Burlesque coming from San Francisco. We're going to have a comedy piece of burlesque and then a very sensuous piece. And then we have Fire Play, Fire Manipulation, where Francine Dead is going to be playing with fire in the space. And all that time we'll have a dessert bar. And it's a non-alcoholic event. Sorry, I didn't mention that. And then after the show, we set out for the ceremony. We have seven priestesses or guides. We start the circle with grounding and the directions and calling the ancestors, spirits, guides. And then we get into what we call a releasing ceremony, letting go of all the things and the people that we no longer need, who no longer serve us. And this is all, you know, done through chanting, this music, this Tibetan bowl, all that things are tying these pieces together. And after the letting go ceremony, we go into the setting intentions ceremony, and we'll have people talking about it, writing little intentions on origamis they make during the event. And then we have this blue, beautiful river we are creating that people are going to step over with the intentions for the new year. And after that, we will do a spiral dance, and then we dance. We have an hour of dancing that we will continue after that. So that's the overall experience, you know. It's about releasing we no longer need, and then restoring our own power, and then having a celebration of how wonderful it is to be alive and moving towards a new beginning.
Well, I'm not going to be here, unfortunately, on New Year's Eve, but if I were, I would definitely want to be part of that. It sounds really amazing. How can people get tickets, or do they just pay at the door? How much is it? And where can people get more information?
Everything is just on one website, just so that people know this is a nonprofit organization. All the money that they're buying tickets, they are tax deductible. The website is www.sirenproject.org. People can come in for the whole event, just for the show, just for the ceremony, you know. But dinner tickets, we are going to finish it by the 28th because we have to order it through the caterer. There's going to be tickets at the door for the show and the ceremony, but no dinner at the door. Right now, our early bird ends on December 26th. Till then, we have the full event for $75. The rest of the event is for $45. And if people want to come just for the ceremony, it's $35. But we also have, it's a trust-based system. If there's any woman who feels money is an issue, we don't want anyone to go back, basically. So we have work exchanges. We are trying to give as much discounted tickets away to involve the community. We don't want anyone who wants to come to go back. So just to let you know that money is not, shouldn't stop you, because we will work with you to get you in. Also, we have vendor tables and people who want to talk about their businesses. This one whole area set out for people, women-owned businesses and women artists to display their work and stuff.
Check out Phenomenon 2013. You can go to www.sirenproject.org. And it's going to be at the Humanist Hall, and that's near downtown Oakland.
390 27th Street, and the crossing is Broadway.
So quite accessible from 19th Street BART or by bus, and probably a good idea to try to use public transit because I live around there and there's not very much parking. A wonderful Happy New Year to you, and I really hope that your event raises a lot of the power that we need to turn things around in the new year. Roque Noir, thanks so much for joining us on Women's Magazine.